Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. The stock market is up 13% since Election Day. This has prompted CNN and Fox News to issue rival reports over whether it's the best post-inauguration performance in 54 years or 108 years. CNN says the S&P index of 500 top stocks have climbed 3.8% in the 30 days after Trump was inaugurated. That's the best performance in the 54 years since the market rose 6% after Vice President Lyndon Johnson was sworn into office in November 1963 after President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, CNN reports. Fox News, however, used data from the Wall Street Journal to show that the Dow Jones Industrial Average group of companies has risen 4.02% since Inauguration Day. That's the best 30-day post-inauguration performance in 108 years, or since the Dow rose 5.07% in the 30 days after President William Taft put his hand on the Bible in March of 1909, says Fox. The overall market is up 26% from this time last year. Doctors are labeling the infantile, crippling anger liberals are feeling since President Trump's election as post-election stress disorder. However, some see this name as a slap in the face to veterans suffering from actual post-traumatic stress disorder. U.S. Representative Brian Mast, Republican of Florida, joined Fox and Friends today to discuss the creation of the term. Mast is an Army veteran who lost both of his legs and a finger during an improvised explosive device accident in Afghanistan. There was a big missed opportunity in naming it post-election stress disorder, he said. I would have preferred they name it post-inauguration stress disorder. That way they could have called it PISD. There's a big difference between being ticked off about things and what happens on the battlefield, he said. Mast said he has empathy for the stress in people's lives as a result of the election, but that doesn't mean there is any real comparison to service members experiencing the horrors of war. A group of lawmakers is planning to request a congressional investigation of a $418 million U.S. weapons sale to Kenya, approved by the Obama administration on its last day in office. The sale, approved by the State Department and privately notified to Congress on January 19th, would allow Kenya to buy 14 weaponized crop duster-like planes, including two trainer planes and services for missions against terrorist group Al-Shabaab. The deal was publicly announced the Monday after Trump's inauguration. A handful of lawmakers, led by Representative Ted Budd, are questioning why the contract to produce the planes was awarded to major defense firm L3 Technologies, which has never produced such a plane, while a smaller, disabled veteran-owned company in North Carolina that already make those planes at a lower cost was not considered. Retail sales are down, way down. Why? Because we're buying more and more stuff online. So now it's up to brick-and-mortar retailers to up their game to stay competitive. What have they done in the past? Discount, discount, discount. And what did they do? We got spoiled by all the discounts. Now we expect everything to be on sale all the time when we walk into a store. Full retail at Kohl's, for example, it's extremely rare. What will they do to stay competitive? Industry experts say retailers will begin closing a lot of stores soon. Items will begin to be displayed in a much more visually appealing way than they are now. It's also possible many of the big boys will go private for a short while until they figure out a long-term approach. Yes, they are so unprepared for the online ordering blitz that they may have to take drastic measures just to survive. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.